Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Sharpie, Lawrence, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We have a couple people in the wings. We've got a couple of special guests that are joining us today.
Athletes.
Okay. Athletes. And it's Andy and Sarah Kate, and welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
All right. We're going to get into your story in just a minute. We're going to be talking about marathons and running and how we're not so good at it.
Yes. We tried once.
That's why we have special guests to talk
That's
about.
That's why we were like, yeah, we did it. We did it once. It was like 4 a.m. It was cold. It was out at the Animal Kingdom. And then we're like, okay, I'll have to invite someone on to talk about this next time.
Yeah, let them do it. And then we'll just talk about it. And then we can reference our one experience and sound really, I don't know, informed and involved.
Authentic.
Yes. There we go again. All right. So so what was the race that you did?
The Run Disney Mile Fun Run.
Okay. So is that for anyone or is that just for kids or who can do that?
It's for kids. I think it's 13 and under. They have a whole series of races starting from Diaper Dash all the way up to, you know, the marathon.
Oh, see, they've added all those. When we did it, it was just the 5K was the lowest, but that's because we're so old. They've added all these extra things. Yeah, when we took the stroller with ours, but it sounds like they've added all kinds of extra stuff now.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Kate did the mile at the Princess Half Marathon Weekend last year. And her brother actually also did, I believe it was the 100 meters. He's done kids' race. He's almost five. He's done a kids' race every year since birth, basically.
Wow.
But yeah, she did the mile last year.
They've already exceeded our abilities.
They have. Not hard to do.
No.
Yeah, so I met Andy and Sarah Kate last year when they were participating in the events during the Princess Half Marathon weekend. My sister-in-law was running the half marathon, and her daughter did the something meter dash. You guys can help me out with that. And she was two and a half at the time. She was one and a half at the time, two at the time, in the ballpark range of one and a half to two and a half. Can't remember at this point in time. But that's how I ran into.
So they have a race for like 1.5 year olds.
Oh yeah. And it is.
Yeah, isn't it in a stroller or something?
No. They actually run. She was probably doing the 100 meters that my son was doing because my son would have been three, almost four at that time. And the age 1 to 3 is 100 meters. And then
yes,
under one is a diaper dash. And then 4 to 6 is 200. And I guess 7 to 9, maybe. I don't know what there's a diaper dash, 100, 200, 400.
Oh, now we saw a Jack diaper dash on Disney Cruise where it's like the Incredibles and they put them on the mat. And
yes.
Then they have to crawl across to win. But if they stand up and start to talk, if they start to walk, they're disqualified.
Right.
So it's the same type thing, it sounds like, for the diaper dash.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Cute. So how did you get into it? What got you started?
What on earth made you want to do this?
My mom, like, she runs, like, tons of races, and I'm like, well, my mom can do it. I mean, I can do it too.
You know, the one thing I've always told her, because I'm not super fast, and she's not fast at all, which, you know, y'all know if you saw her run, but, you know, it's all about doing better than you did last time. And a lot of it is that sense of accomplishment when you do, you know, a big race like this. And for Sarah Kate, a mile was a big race.
Yeah. So you have to wear like a leg brace or a brace on both legs. So I guess it's got to be extremely challenging.
Yes, it is. And it's a little bit painful because it feels different than just normal shoes because it's plastic.
Oh, because there's like a special shoe that goes on the brace?
She doesn't wear special shoes with the brace, but the braces themselves.
Oh, or like a plasticky.
They're just very constricting, I guess. You know,
I would say they're very rigid.
Very rigid, yes. Very rigid.
Yeah, it was. If you've ever heard the song from the movie Hercules, that was the theme of Sarah Kate crossing the finish line. The crowds were going wild. I have never seen anything like it in my entire life, and to this very day, I have not forgotten it. Just to see such an inspiring young lady giving it her all. And mom right behind her, the crowds were going wild. Everyone in the stands was on their feet. Such an inspiration.
Well, that's awesome. Andy, you were there just in case she couldn't quite make it.
Yes, we had. I had my camera, and we had a family friend of ours. She has a little transport wheelchair that we use whenever we're at, or she did have it. Now we don't use it anymore, but she had a little transport wheelchair that was kind of like a stroller almost that we would use at Disney because she doesn't have the stamina to walk the parks all day. And so she had really been having a lot of trouble. She hit some like tween age growth spurts and really wreaking havoc on her legs last year. In fact, she's had major orthopedic surgery since that race. And, We had registered her months in advance, and she still wanted to try. I didn't think she'd be able to do it, but we figured we'd just, do what we could. And our family friend was pushing the stroller, the wheelchair, just in case she needed it. And she got about 2/3 of the way through, and she was really struggling, but she didn't want to stop. She didn't want to ride. So she asked if she could push that wheelchair instead. And so, we said, sure, push the wheelchair.
Oh, that's got to help.
And so she made it. All the way, until that kind of turn just before the home stretch. And, we could hear people cheering. I think, they had kind of, they knew she was coming because she was last. She was, several minutes, I think, behind the, most recent finisher. And, but as soon as we turned that corner and people in the stands could see her, like he was saying, they just went nuts. And, I asked her if she wanted to let go of the wheelchair and try to walk the rest of the way by herself. And she said no and took off running, pushing it.
I saw the video of it. That was awesome.
It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And everybody that wasn't paying attention before was paying attention, and I was taking pictures, behind her. And when I got home and was downloading all my images, I had a lot of crowd shots, in the background. And I was amazed at how many people were taking pictures of her, with their camera phones or their, cameras that they had on. I mean, perfect strangers snapping pictures of something that, they thought was really awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
So this happened a while ago, and it's still fresh in your mind. That is awesome.
And there were the characters out along the finish line.
Oh, that's cool.
Cheering her on, high fives. Oh, it was amazing. And Sarah Kate, I want to tell you, you're not the last one to cross the finish line because I haven't crossed it yet.
We'll have to do something with Mouse Chat. We'll do a Mouse Chat run. Walk.
We tried it last time. We tried the 5K. I was like, we're going to be last.
Yeah, but that was...
We were like the really old lady that could barely move was like
there were
the
pregnant women just passing us.
We were still we had a
carrying
we,
their twins,
but we had a baby. We had who'd we have? Amber or Brooke?
Brooke.
We had Brooke with us in a regular little stroller.
And you pushed her how long?
Not very long. I was like, you take this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
so
tough.
Poor you.
Not it.
It was five a.m. or 4 a.m. or something.
It was very early.
So early. Was yours early? Or did they do the one mile?
It was like breakfast time.
Yeah, it wasn't super early because it was after the 5K.
Okay.
Oh.
So okay. It was early, but it wasn't as early as they were. Like, we had a bunch of friends that did the 5K.
Yeah.
They left the house at, two or three hours before we did. I think her race might have been at 8 or
and
something.
Where did you run? Was it like in one of the parks or was it down one of the streets or what area?
It was at the track,
like the parking lot of Epcot. And then she went in the backstage, kind of on the, the side of the, where you go into Epcot, the main
entrance
of Epcot. It was basically an out and back. It was a little bit of a loop up to World Showcase and back, and then kind of back out the backstage.
Oh, so you go into Epcot for a ways.
Mm-hmm.
Up to World Showcase.
Yeah, it turns around right at where, you know, goes from Future World to World Showcase. Yeah. Future World, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the finish line was right there. It was actually the marathon finish line.
Cool. Yeah, it was a big part of everything that weekend.
Yeah. So they use the finish line and just measure backwards to start the other races.
Okay.
Right. Well, and that was the other thing is her race was her race, now that I'm thinking about it, I know what time it was supposed to start because Epcot opens at 9:00, and the kind of the aim of the way they schedule it is to have everybody that's doing the mile in and out of Epcot by the time, you know, the park's opening. She was not out by the time the park opened. So as she was coming up to the front of Epcot before she, you know, dodged off backstage to head to the finish, it was rope drop. And so a lot of people, you know, there were a lot of cast members that were inside the park when she was walking through. But then when she was kind of getting, you know, about 3/4 of the mile through, then all of a sudden there were guests there that had just arrived. And so there were a bunch of people that didn't even have probably any clue there was a race going on, but saw the cast members yelling for her. And so she had cheers in the park from random strangers that weren't even runners before we ever made it out. Of course, you know, once we got outside, it was a huge crowd. But that
Sarah Kate, did that help you, motivate you, and get you through?
I was really proud. Like when I stepped over that finish line, and just everybody was like cheering for me, and I was just running just because, and I was like, oh my goodness, they care.
Aw. Yeah, that's got to be awesome when people are cheering you on.
It
kind of gives you that extra oomph. I wouldn't know. No one cheers for me, so I don't know.
I cheer for you all the time, Lisa.
I was going to say, we're your biggest cheerleaders, Lisa.
Okay, good.
So what's the biggest difference between running a Disney race and running a race just in your local community?
Running a race here where I live is, well, it's just running. It's just a race. But in Disney World, more people cheering you on. Everybody is, like, all the cast members are, like, being so nice to you. And just all Disney races are just magical.
And you get them.
Yeah, you get a medal.
So what do you have on your plate for your next triumph?
Probably doing the princess again, if I'm able to.
Yeah, it won't be this year. We just came from a Disney cruise last month.
Nice. Slow down.
We're not going right back to Disney, but she wants to join the cross-country team at her school next year, which would be 2 miles. And she liked to, you know, she'll still be young enough to do the mile up through age 13. So I think she'd like to go back and do a mile again. She said at Princess, it might be Princess, it might be Marathon Weekend, it might be another race. She didn't mention this before, but she actually did the mile at Wynandyne this past fall too. And that was after her surgery and rehab.
I think that's the one I saw. There was a clip.
At 2 in 1 year.
Yes. That probably was the one you saw because there wasn't any video. There were only photographs of the first race.
Okay. Yeah, there was a 2-minute video of that one.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It was great. Right.
They knew she was coming this time. And so they showed up at the finish and interviewed her and threw that clip up, I think, the day after the race, maybe.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So how do you overcome the challenges, your physical challenges, even when you think about running a mile, for a lot of people that seems like a lot. So what really keeps you moving?
All you got to do is just think of how am I going to do this? How am I going to finish? You got to find a way to get there.
Pretty inspiring.
That level of determination is inspiring.
Yes.
So what do you do to train, Sarah Kate?
I just exercise. I go to therapy two times a week, and that pretty much gives me – I don't really train like running. I do occasionally, but mostly all the training I do is just stretching and exercising.
And you do treadmill work at therapy too?
Occasionally.
Yeah, so she walked in preparation for, like, for instance, the Wine and Dine race, which was the most recent one she did, she walked around our neighborhood, and she just kind of built up a little bit at a time over a period of several weeks until she was confident she could do the full mile.
That's awesome.
We do the Wine and Dine, but we do it differently. It takes us about 4 hours. And we started.
There's a lot of food.
Yeah, there's a lot of food involved. And we start at one of the countries, and then about 4 hours later,
really
we make
good
it
at that.
All the way.
Andy, Sarah Kate, do not take running advice from the Mouse Chat team.
Yes.
Do not.
No, run. Look the other way.
If you listen to us, you're going to have a turkey leg in one hand and a bottle of soda in the other. That's just how it's going to go.
And you're going to be looking for a bench.
But if you haven't been. I mean, just the one we experienced, it was a lot bigger than I thought it would be, the whole organization. We had to go meet at the Wide World of Sports and get our packet and everything, and it was a big production. And then, you know, just getting at the 5K, they had everything set up and all the finish lines set up. And then when you go through it, the characters are there, and there's different photo ops. And, of course, I was like, if we take a photo, we're going to be last. So we skipped all the photo ops.
Yeah, that really helped.
You skipped all the photos.
I know, and we were still almost last.
Came in last.
I know. And so it was tough.
That's even better.
And it was at Animal Kingdom, and you get to run. It's pretty cool because you get to run through the park. Mm-hmm. If I could, but I can't run. There's people that can run those. You have to train.
Now, Steve, if there had been a Fast Pass kiosk at the finish line.
Fast pass running.
If you get some good, you get some free fast passes.
Yeah, it all depends on motivation, right?
It's all relevant.
Which
motivation.
Which races are coming up? Do you know which ones?
Coming up this weekend.
Oh.
Woo. Sorry, we missed that one.
No, it's this weekend.
Yeah, you have to register.
Oh, you can register tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the princess.
Registration's been sold out for the princess quite some time.
So. Yeah, so you're going to have to put your tiara on a shelf for another year.
Well, that whole princess thing doesn't... What's the next
Although
one?
Although it would be fun to see Steve race with a tiara.
Ugh.
Oh, if we do the princess, whatever we do, we're going
to
have to theme it up.
To have a tiara.
I'm not into that whole, the whole cross-dressing running thing. It's just not my...
Take the fun out of everything, Steve. You won't even let us dress you up to
I
do
could
this?
Maybe
Come on.
Run. All right, so what's next?
You can
what's
put
after
a tiara
that
on.
One?
You've
after
got
that,
girls.
You have Expedition Everest Challenge, May 1st. And second, and then you have
Getting
and I'm
hotter.
Just going to do Disney World right now. Disney Wine and Dine. This was the one that we'd probably do good at. November 6th.
Okay, that doesn't mean that you get to stop at all the food and the wine.
They don't have the country set up.
I don't think that's what they're.
See, that would be better than the characters.
Sarah Kate, what do you do? What happened at the
tickets, or you get like a little card, a little, you know, like gift card type thing, and you can go around after the race. They give you a drink when you finish of your choice.
What? There you go.
You walk back around and you get your food and in World Showcase.
After the race, Lauren.
Really?
So what other races have you done?
That's going to motivate me to finish the race.
So what was the Wine and Dine like? Where do you run around? Do you run around the countries for the 1 mile?
For the 1 mile, no. It was at Wide World of Sports.
Oh, okay.
It starts kind of one of the fields.
Okay.
The baseball field.
Yeah, near the track.
Okay.
Kind of make a big loop around, not the whole property because the whole property is enormous, but you make a big loop around and end up back on the track for the one at Wine and Dine. Some of the kids' races are the same finish line as the main event, but then some of them are not.
Oh, so that's good to know.
So what other races have you done, Andy?
What other races have I done? Most of them. I've done the marathon and the half marathon in January. I've done the Princess a couple of times. I've done the Glass Slipper, which was the 10K and the half. I've done Wine and Dine a couple of times. I did the mini 15K back in the day before they got rid of it. I did the original Tower of Terror twice. I think they only ran it 3 times, and now they've changed it. It's a 10-mile. I've done Disneyland, various 5Ks. I did the Chip and Dale marathon relay that they only did 1 year. That was kind of neat because I got an inaugural. Like. It was an inaugural medal, and it was also the only medal.
So. Wow.
I did the goofy one time. I don't do the, I will not ever do the dopey though, because that is too many early mornings to get up. You're talking about the 4 a.m. We usually stay with friends in Winter Garden. And so we have to drive in, and she, my friend and I are both really, really big on being early. So we basically get up at 2. So, so 4 early mornings in a row would be just way too much.
So it's, see, that's where I'm not cut out for it right there.
So what's the best one, I guess, for someone who wants to do a, their first, I guess, half? So, you know, because they say they've done, well, say they've done the 5K and they're going, or what's the best 5K for someone to try at Disney, and what's the best half?
What would be the best for Steve?
Well, no, that ain't going to happen.
The kids race would be the best for Steve.
You know, the 5Ks are, you know, I think all the 5Ks are, you know, pretty much the same. I think the one in January, you know, all the races in January have a tremendous number of people. Yeah. So, and they're, you know, they have pretty much, I think, maxed out on the number of people that they can cram in there, because they want to get everybody through the parks.
Yeah.
Parks open, or through Magic Kingdom before the park opens. And you know, you can only start so early in the morning. To me, Princess is my fave, but I mean, it's also mostly, it's not completely women, but it's mostly women. It's those races are a little bit smaller than Marathon Weekend. Wine and Dine is a great race too, but not everybody does well with racing at night.
Oh, it's at night?
Yeah, because it starts at night, I think around 10 p.m., but I won't swear to that.
Okay.
So, you know, by the time, you know, I had friends of varying speeds, you know, by the time we did that one in, you know, this year when we got back to the house, it was,
oh, it's gonna be late.
3:30. I think it was 3:30, and then my son was, you know, staying at the house, and he got up at 5, so that was not great.
And went outside.
Yeah, and escaped from my friend's house at 5 a.m.
Oh boy. His own run.
Yeah. So that was, and, you know, of course I didn't go to sleep after that. You know, the Princess to me is, you know, my favorite, but you know, if you're a guy and you don't really want to run with mostly women, then January is probably your best bet.
What's your favorite park to run through?
Well, Magic Kingdom, of course. I mean, everybody loves Magic Kingdom. Yeah. But, you know, there's benefits to all of them. You know, one thing about the marathon, especially if you're not a super fast runner, if you're going through the World Showcase, once World Showcase opens, which is about, you know, usually I'd say if you're running about a 5 hour or slower marathon, I'm kind of guessing, you can, I know friends, yeah, I haven't done this, but I have friends that are a little bit slower than me that stop for a margarita.
Lauren, you need their number.
They might be friends of mine.
Well, you know, that's the last mile of the race. So it's, you know, it's a great place to grab a margarita because you're almost done at that point.
And where is that at?
In Epcot, in the World Showcase. Hit Mexico, because like I said, it's within the last mile. I like running through Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom the best. Animal Kingdom is not, there's not as much to see, and you know, they have those that uneven surface.
Yeah,
it's, you know, if you've been running 15-16 miles, that's not all that much fun. So you know, it's all fun. My least favorite place to run through is Wide World of Sports, though.
Yeah, it's mostly open training fields and stuff.
It's open, and the surface has changed from gravel to concrete to pavement. There's a lot of tight turns where, you know, you kind of get jammed up, and it's hard to get around people. And I know that they added that just a couple years ago because there was a big, long stretch on Osceola Parkway that was pretty boring. So I think they were trying to liven it up a little bit, but it's just a little bit hard to run through. I'm sure the people that have never run the old way probably like it just fine. But.
Yeah. Now, do you stop and see the characters and rides and stuff, or do you just go from beginning to end and try to get the best time?
It just depends on what my goals are for that day. If I'm trying to be, if I got a specific time goal, then no, I won't stop. But, you know, if I'm, if feeling relaxed, you know, not trying to hurry through, then sometimes I will. I don't like to stop if there's a long line for characters, just because I don't like to stand around for a while, because then I'm afraid I won't get moving again. But I've got a collection of photos of me with characters, but I don't do a lot of that.
Okay. Well, good. I think I'm going to go ahead and grab the show and wrap it up right here. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. I would also like to thank Andy and Sarah Kate for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or go to mousechat.net and download them there. If you have any comments or questions for us, send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.